I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh,
wow. Well, as we all know, the economy is doing pretty well. Shit, my 401k, I want to say the yield this past year was like 26%. I put that shit on aggressive global stocks. It was all fucking, I just went all in 2017. When I saw the yielding percentage, I said, you know what, let me fucking gamble. And I sure enough did, and it's paid off. So now the moment, like, the paranoia kicks in, I'm going back to the fucking bonds and mutual funds, like the less risk-averse ones, but it'll be like a 2% yield. So this 26% I got, that's going to, you know, average out in a matter of years. But it's just been one of those things where everything is booming. But the trade-off with that booming, in my opinion, has been the shifting in how the consumers go ahead and spend money. In particular, if you think about e-commerce. And that's something that's really been a fascination with me and an interest, because you see it before your very eyes. For us, it's, I guess in my stage, it's like seeing the evolution of music from the vinyl to the CD to the tape to the, you know, I wasn't in the track gate mode, but in the same thing with telephones, just having the phone booth, having a landline. Now everything is cell phones. So now you could even talk over the internet, over the phone. You know, so all these things that I've been a part of, seeing all these massive changes in my lifetime. And this is something that really changes the landscape, if you think about it. When you see all these commercial strips, you see all these buildings that were used to, the malls, right? And I remember when Mall of America opened over in Minnesota, you know, and then you had all these strip malls here in Florida. That's what we have, you know, gazillion and one outlet stores. Because people love shopping out here in this great weather, going out. I mean, that's just therapy for women. But it's very interesting, man, when I was reading about the staggering amount of the retail, brick and mortar stores closing in 2017. And I'm just going to read the first census. An estimated 7,795 U.S. retail stores were announced in 2017 being closed, as new research showed up. And I see here some of the, I'm going to just name off the top five. Rule 21 closed 400. Ascena Retail, I don't know what that is. Rite Aid, that's a pharmacy. Payless, 700 stores closed. And then Radio Shack, 1,470. But we knew about Radio Shack because they filed for bankruptcy. But then you still have in the top 10, Sears and Kmart. You have The Gap, you have GameStop in there. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's pretty amazing. But the fact that the amount of these closed stores closed, and in comparison, just to show some stats, it said that in 2015, you had 5,000 closings. And in 2016, it seemed like there was going to be a regression with only 2,000 stores closing. So this past year has been the biggest closing of stores since 2008. So it's pretty fascinating to see this happening, guys. And, you know, I was also seeing this video and it talked about a person that got Alexa for Christmas. And, you know, it's like that thing that's connected to Amazon. And they were talking about how they were sitting in a couch, all right, and they were ordering dog food. Just talking to Alexa. Hey, Alexa, can you get me dog food? I need this brand. And Alexa was asking the person questions, and sure enough, it just came. It's via Amazon Prime, which is the way people are going now. So just think of it from that perspective. Our kids, or the younger generation, that's going to be commonplace for them. It's not necessarily making it lazy, but it's more of the convenience of just not having to go to the store on Saturday. And in my case, on Sundays, going to the store can be such a hassle. So why not embrace technology? Even Publix, some of the supermarkets here are currently doing that, delivering groceries now. Isn't this crazy? Just how the consumer shift of the internet and just the access of technology allows us to do these things from the comfort of our own homes. And when it comes to the retail market, goodness, isn't that amazing that you having that many stores closing. And at this rate, it's something that is going to be very interesting to see. Also, with e-commerce, since 2005, it initially was at 8%, where the retail sales of everything consumed via retail was 8% online. Now, you fast forward 11 years later, and now it's at 12%. Well, actually 13%, 12.9%. So you have a slight growth. This is going to be gradual for us. It's something that in the next 10 years, who knows how it's going to be. But it's definitely not going to trend down. Because, again, it just comes back to the technology and things shifting and how the consumer goes about doing these things. So when you have that type of growth, in addition with the volume of chain stores closing, it's going to be something that I'm going to be keeping an eye on. I know that one of the things that not consumers, but the retailers and the companies have done is that, wow, they finally embraced online retail shopping. So now a lot of these companies are doing is saying, okay, well, JCPenney, not only can you just buy here in the store, but you can go online and purchase it. And they're pushing that venue. I think Walmart was trying to go ahead and compete with Amazon with doing the same things that they do as far as being able to provide. But that's the one thing I will say about a lot of companies that they, especially the blue chip companies, and I can't think of recent examples, I'm thinking, you know, it just allows, like Blockbuster, for example. It was like too stubborn to not move into digital rentals and not understand that market. Same thing with Comcast, Xfinity. It's like, you know, they want to get stuck on, you know, a consumer's not going to pay $400 for 500 channels, right? I mean, that's just not the way it goes these days. People are going to unplug, go to the internet, and now you have things like Roku and Amazon Fire Stick that are in place. And that's the thing that companies get so stuck in their models and they don't want to adapt and they don't want to embrace other ways of doing things or forward thinking or adapting it to their current model. And unfortunately, now the ramifications of all these retails closing is that now these companies are saying, okay, now we have to embrace it. And it may be too little too late, because from one side, I could see it, and in that article, it talked about how that's going to block the smaller companies from coming up, i.e. the Amazons, all of these different retailers, and these people that create their own, you know, e-commerce. You know, the article is stating that, but at the same time, that train has left the station for them. They're not going to be able to capitalize unless they just change their whole model, because those big companies still have to maintain their brick and mortars. They still have to do that. And there is a market for that, I believe, anyway. When it comes to shopping in particular, and this is just totally off the top of my head, I'm not a shopaholic, but I would guess that people that are more fluent, people that have excess money to waste, those people would like to have the experience of going to the stores and going and picking things out and not being behind the computer. You know, they like going out there and maybe kicking tires. I mean, all of us do. But what happens is, especially with the working class, I think that it saves time. I mean, think about it. Is a working mom of two kids wanting to go shopping and do things? Or if she can go online and get everything via Alexa, is she going to go ahead and do that? That's the shift that I think we're going to see, because it's just making it convenient, especially when you're having two-parent household working. And you're not working 40 hours. You're working 45, 50, 60 hours a week. So I think this is just so fascinating, just the tumbling down that we see before our very eyes as far as the whole brick and mortar and physically going shopping. And that whole experience, it's just changing. And it's being embraced. I mean, how weird did you think it would be to go and order things online and have them being dropped off in your house? Now it's the norm. It's no different in online dating. It's no different in all these things. I mean, people even purchase cars online and don't even bother going for a test drive. I know I wouldn't. I'll tell you that. If I could do everything online, I wouldn't care. I just know the car drives. I don't need to go deal with an annoying sales guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's smoking a pack of cigarettes out there. I don't want to interact with that guy. And everything that he's telling me is a pure lie, because that's just me, but It's just very fascinating and seeing these news of these retails and the amount of the stores that closed. You know, even in this booming Trump economy, it's very, that just tells you that things are shifting, things are changing to more digital. So if you want to be one of those stubborn pricks, by all means, go ahead. But you're going to be left behind if you don't embrace any of this change, any of these things that are going on. And that's the one thing about net neutrality is that, you know, that's what I loved about it. It just allowed people to be entrepreneurs and even the younger minds. I mean, they were able to go ahead and create these things. And so we'll see how that all pans out because nothing's finalized yet. There's still being a push back and forth with that. There's been some hearings set, and I know there's already been some lawsuits in place for net neutrality, but that's the beauty of it. It's just the internet has allowed us to witness such changes that we've had, and it's just very weird, man. Weird because now what are you going to do when these kids got to go shopping? They're not going to go to the mall. They're just going to stay online and do everything, man. It's fucking nuts, man. It's fascinating, but it's fucking crazy. Goodness. What else is there?